We left off on Gimel Mideis where there was a boy Rava. It's right across from the Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Krach. Krach She'ein Bo Yud Batlanim. Right across from the Tosfos in the Gemara lines, boy Rava, Mikra Megillah Umeis Mitzvah Hei Min Hayuah. So what we had seen, the background to this Ivaya is that Rava had reviewed the fact that Megillah is Docha Avoda and Docha Talmud Torah, and so is Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah is also Docha Avoda and Talmud Torah, right? So they both, they share that Avifus, they share that priority vis-a-vis both Avoda and Talmud Torah. So now says Rava, what happens when the two of them clash? Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah Hei Min Hayuah Odeh. The person has not yet read the Megillah, and he encounters a Meis Mitzvah. Mikra Megillah Odeh Mishum Pirsum Enisa, Odilma Meis Mitzvah Odeh Mishum Kavod Abrius. So which is Odeh? Which has priority? Basa Dabaya Hadu Pashta, after he raised the question, Rava himself resolved it, that Meis Mitzvah Odeh. The Kavod Abrius overrides the Pirsum Enisa. To Amar Ma, Godel Kavod Abrius, Shedochas Lasa Sei Shabbatah. That Kavod Abrius either would even cause us to actively violate a Derabbanan, or it would, which is rooted in Lo Sasur, right? That would be the Lashon Shedochas Lasa Sei Shabbatah. Or, the way Rashi says here, that Kavod Abrius passively is docha an actual lo saseh in the Torah, right? If it's a zaken reina lefi chvodo, the Gemara says if a person sees an aveda, a lost object, and to get involved to do a hashavas aveda will put him in what for him is an undignified position, zaken reina lefi chvodo. So then the Torah says, even though ordinarily there's a lav v'suchal l'hisalem, you can't turn aside from an aveda. You have to get involved and you have to try to make a hashava. But mishum kavod abrius, a person is allowed, pa'amim atam misalim, a person is allowed not to get involved. Okay, fine. A couple things to discuss here. First of all, the Vilna Gaon, based on this Gemara, raises the following question. But let's turn back for a moment to Gimel Amud Aleph. On Gimel Amud Aleph, we had seen the din, the first of these various priority rankings. We had seen the din that Mikra Megillah is Docha Avoda, right? If you see 5-6 lines after they branched out to the right, we had the name of Avihuda Amarav, that Kohanim Avodasim Levim B'duchan V'Yisrael B'Ma'amodan Kulam V'Vatlan Avodasim U'Bohan L'Shma Mikra Megillah. That Kohanim will interrupt Avoda, the Levim, the Shira, the Yisrael, the Tfilos which accompany the Avoda, in order to hear the Megillah. And we had seen the Tosfos here on the top of the Gimel Amud Aleph, that Tosfos says, Kasha amai mevatlin, v'halo acha hakriya yesh harbe shuhus la'avoda. Why do we refer to this as mevatlin, that they're neglecting the avoda? They're not really neglecting the avoda. If first thing in the morning they go to shul to hear the Megillah and only later they do the avoda, so they haven't been mevatal the avoda. So why do you refer to this as mevatlin? V'halo acha hakriya yesh harbe shuhus la'avoda. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, d'kevun d'mishaheyer hayom harbe zman avoda, since with the light of day, it's already time to do the avoda. V'heim manichen osa b'shvel hakriya, and they, again, temporarily neglect it due to kriya samagillah, mishum hachi kari le'bitl. So even this postponement can be referred to as a bittul. Okay, so I think we discussed that then. But the important thing is that Tosfos here takes for granted, right, that the case here is that the clash between Megillah and Avoda is in the morning, right? And the question is, are we going to do the Talmud Shal Shachar bright and early, or are we going to postpone the Talmud Shal Shachar for an hour and have them go to shul first, and only later will they attend to the Talmud Shel Shachar. And because Tosfos takes for granted, that's the Pshat in the Gemara, so Tosfos wrestles a little bit with, well, is that really the semantics of the word Mevatlin? And Tosfos says, yeah, it is. Even a postponement can be referred to as Bittul. And I think we mentioned then that Rabbi Akiva Eger here, right, if you see there's an indication to look in the Gilyan HaShas, that Rabbi Akiva Eger here, in case we hadn't noticed this, tells us to look in the Piskei Tosfos in Aruchin, and says that in the Piskei Tosfos in Aruchin, so what our Tosfos assumes axiomatically, so the Piskei Tosfos in Aruchin disagrees and says no. The Lashon of Mevatlin Kohanim Avodasan means that even if for some reason, why it would have happened, I don't know, but even if for some reason it's late in the day, and the clash is, there's a half hour left in the day, you can either bring the Talmud Shel Ben Arvayim, or you can listen to the Megillah, that even then you would opt for Megillah. Even then you would opt for Megillah, right? Why didn't our Tosfos learn that way? Why didn't our Tosfos learn that way? So Mistama, because as the Ran says, if you take a look at the Ran, here in the red, just 1 minute. Yeah, it's on the top of Beis Amid Beis in the Dapi Harif. The second line here in Beis Amid Beis in the Dapi Harif, Yisrael b'ma'amodon omdim hoyu al korbonos tzibur b'sh'as hakravosam. Right, so what was the role of the delegation of Yisraelim to be present? Kedeisa b'masachas tainis, and they too, along with the Kohanim and Leviim, shemevatlin me'avodasin abar neshma mikra megillah. Afal pisha yeshuhus bayom la'avod avodah v'achakach likros. Even though, again, so the Ran is assuming our Tosfos' scenario, even though there certainly is time to first do the Avodah and then read the Megillah, afilu hachim mevatlin me'avodaso, kedei l'shmo ha'megillah b'tzibur. Better, we want them to go to shul with everyone else, so they'll hear the Megillah b'tzibur with everyone. Now, says the Ran, what is the unstated premise of Tosfos, so the Ran makes it explicit, u'mihu dafka b'sheyecholim acharkach lahashlim ha'avodah. Provided, again, that the Mikra Megillah comes first, provided that Avoda will come second. Halav Hachi, if you would deal with a case where it's an either-or, not first and second, but an either-or situation, Vadayen Mevatlin Ha'avoda D'Oraisa Mishum Megillah D'Rabban. Then it's self-evident, says the Ran, that of course you have to attend to the Avoda, which is D'Oraisa, and leave Megillah, which is the Rabbanon, aside, right? So that's what the Ran has says. That's what our Tosfos says against the Piskei Tosfos and Aruchin, against also the Turi Avot. Now comes the Vilna Gaon and says, "Wait a minute! Our Gemara l'chore contradicts the Ran." In fact, So first of all, you have here in the Ramah in Tofresh Pezayin, that the Ramah in Tofresh Pezayin, paskins like the Ram, like our Tosfos, v'chol ze lo mayre ele b'de'ika shehus la'asos shtehen. Right? When do we say that Megillah has priority, takes precedence to all mitzvahs, with the exception of meis mitzvah, even mitzvahs d'oraisa, is where there's time to do both. Avalim iyav shalasos shtehen, but if it's an either-or proposition, Ein shum mitzvah d'oraisa nidcheis mimei mikra megillah. Fine. Now, if you take a look, right underneath that is the Bir Hagra, in the left-hand column. V'chol zeh, right? You see the end of the first line in the left-hand column, the v'chol zeh is in bold print. Kach kosov haran shum. The mashe kosov shem evatlan avodosan, haynu sheyicholim lahashlem achar kacho avodah. So the gross summarizes what we just saw in the run. Says the Gaon, Udvarav Temuhim, to Imkain, Had the boy Rav Hashem Mikra Megillah Umeis Mitzvah, Ritzon Olomar, Kevon Dishneim Dochen Avodah V'Talmud Torah, V'im Isa, Ha Al Korchacha Meis Mitzvah Odev T'Dochen Avodah L'Gamrei. So what's the Vilna Gaon's kasha? The Vilna Gaon's kasha is like this. How does Rava set the stage for his Ibaya if you have a clash between Meis Mitzvah and Mikra Megillah? How does Rava set the stage for that Ibaya? Well, they're both Docha Talmud Torah. They're both Docha Avodah. So now what happens when they clash, right? That's how Rava sets the stage. Says the Gaon, but if the Ran is right, if Tosfos, if the Ramah, if this whole distinguished company are right, so then, clearly, Rava never could have even raised the question. Clearly, Meis Mitzvah has to be Adif, because Meis Mitzvah can totally be Mevatel Avodah. What was the example we had of Meis Mitzvah being Mevatel Avodah? Was if a person's on the way, right, Milachoso, a person's on the way to Shech Bekom Pesach, and he encounters a Meis Mitzvah, when he's Metami to the Meis Mitzvah, so is it just that that the Korban Pesach is going to be Nitche for an hour? No, the Korban Pesach is not going to be Makriv Pesach Rishon at all. So Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avodah entirely. Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avodah not just when it's a question of which is first, which is second. Even when it's an either-or proposition and Megillah doesn't. So clearly Megillah is weaker. Clearly, Megillah is weaker, so how did Rava ever raise the question? That's the Vilna Gaon's taina. Is that clear, Rav Osai? That's the Vilna Gaon's taina. Okay. So the Kuntus Chanukah and Megillah suggests the following teretz. I think this is what he says. He says as follows. He says, if you want to sort of rank or assess the comparative strength of two mitzvahs, so you can look at them, there are two factors you have to look at. One is, look at the essence of the mitzvah. Look at the substance of the mitzvah. Look at the chefetz shel mitzvah. So, for instance, if we have to evaluate Mikra Megillah and Avodah, the question is, how do we rank Pesumei Nisa versus Avodah, right? So we're looking at the essence of the mitzvah. We're looking at the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. That's one level. That's one element. But then he says there's another element, another level, and that is look at the degree of Chiyuv of each mitzvah. Meaning, is one Derabanan and one Deraisa. Now, says the Kuntzus Chanukah and Megillah as follows. When you rank Pirsumei Nisa versus Avodah, so, and you ask which is Adif, right? Which value, which kiyum is Adif, has priority? The answer is Pesumei Nisa has priority. Pesumei Nisa has priority. If you then, however, a Derabanan can never ever result in a bittul of a Daraisa. A Derabanan can't result in you totally neglecting a Daraisa. So, says the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah, again, there are two different factors to look at. When we're prioritizing, but we will have time for both, right? So then, what you look at is the essence of the mitzvah, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And the question you ask yourself is, Pirsumei Nisa versus Talmud Torah, Pirsumei Nisa versus Avodah, Pirsumei Nisa versus Avodah. However, when it's a question of an either or, so then you have to look at a different factor. Then you have to look at you also have to take into account what the degree of chiyuv is, what the basis for the chiyuv is. Now, says the Kuntus Chanukah Megillah, that's then the answer. When we ranked Pesume Nisa versus Avoda, so which was stronger? Pesume Nisa, right? The same way when we ranked Kavod Abriyas, Meis Mitzvah versus Avoda, which was Odif, which was stronger? Meis Mitzvah, Kavod Abriyas. So in terms of Adifus, right, in terms of outranking Avoda, outranking Talmud Torah, so Pesume Nisa and Kavod Abriyas do have that in common. The fact that Mikra Megillah can't be totally Mevatel Avoda, whereas Meis Mitzvah is not because Kavod Abriyas is stronger than, Pesume Nisa, it's because a Deoraisa is stronger than a Derabbanan. Now, when we're asking Meis Mitzvah and Mikra Megillah, right? When Rava considers the possibility that maybe Mikra Megillah should come first, that doesn't mean that the mess is not going to be buried, right? Clearly, the question just is, which it's a question of first and second. It's not an either-or proposition, right? It's a question of, well, do you bury the mess first, or do you read the Megillah first? So in terms of Adifus, in terms of prioritizing, so then Rav Taka has an Ibaya. Taka is an open question, because in terms of Adifus, the fact that Mikra Megillah couldn't be Docha Avoda entirely is not a reflection on Pirsume Nisa being weaker than Kavod Abriyas, it's just a reflection of Derabbanan being weaker than Deoraisa. Is that clear, I will say? Now, the truth is, just to complicate things a little bit, the Vilna Gaon clearly has to acknowledge that this is true. He clearly has to acknowledge that we don't always measure the mitzvah by the midas hachiyuv of Derabbanan versus Deoraisa. Why is that? Because, for instance, let's say that the din is as follows. By most mitzvahs, the Gemara in Ksuvos tells us that there's a rule of Hamevazvez Ayivazvez Yosem Echomesh. If the expense which will be incurred in order to fulfill the mitzvah represents more than a fifth of a person's regular income at this period, so then a person is not only not obligated, but he's not supposed to spend that money to facilitate the mitzvah saseh. To avoid being over lo saseh, a person has to be mevazves kol hono. A person has to spend his entire fortune to avoid being over lo saseh. But to facilitate a kiyum mitzvah saseh, so then the rule is, hamevazves al yivazves yosem echomesh. The same thing is said with regard to tzedakah. Hamevazves al yivazves yosem echomesh. Now, nevertheless, the Gemara says in Psochim, right, the first Mishnah says, that afilu oni shavi Yisrael lo yifchusu lo me'arba kosa shal yayin. That even an oni who nevach is so destitute that he has to receive food from the food kitchen, from the tamchoy, you have to give him dalet kosos. And if for some reason he doesn't procure it from the tamchoy, he has to be shoal al apsachim, he has to beg to ask for money to be able to buy wine for the dalet kosos. He'd even have to be mochek susa, right? And again, we're talking about someone who's so poor, it's entirely possible we're talking about his only ksus. We're talking about his only jacket. So clearly, as the Gemara itself makes clear, the principle of hamevazbeis doesn't apply here. The principle of hamevazbeis doesn't apply. The Gemara says, why not? Because of pesume nisa. Because the cap of chomesh, the cap of 20% of your income, doesn't apply if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Pesume Nisa. Now, do we find this elsewhere? Well, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, the Magid Mishnah, and Lacha Mishnah explain, the Rambam extrapolates and says, well, if it's a rule in Pesume Nisa, so the same din would apply to Ner Chanukah also. So the Rambam writes, even though in the Gemara you don't find it, the Rambam extrapolates and says, clearly you'd have the same din if Nebuch, a person, was so poor that buying the oil and the wick for Ner Chanukah would also represent more than a Chomish. Rambam says he has to be Mochek Suso or Mechazer al Apsachim. Again, he has to sell the shirt off his back, has to go around begging in order to get the money to buy the Shemen and the Psila. So you have these cases, you have it by Ner Chanukah, have it by Dalet Kosos, by Mitzvah Daras, you don't have it. By Tefillin, you don't have it. By Tefillin, we don't say that he has to be Mochek Suso. And even if there's no one who's going to lend him his Tefillin, and the result is that he won't be Mekayim Mitzvah's Tefillin, the rule is, he's not supposed to spend more than a fifth of his income. But how can that be? How can that be that for a drabonon we're going to spend more than a chomesh, and for all the orisas we cap it at chomesh? So the answer is that apparently this determination isn't made by looking at drabonon the orisa. It's not made by looking at the midas hachiyuv, at the level or degree of chiyuv, but rather it's made by looking at the essence of the mitzvah, the substance of the mitzvah, the chetzo shel mitzvah. And on that level, Pirsume Nisa isn't subject to the cap of Chomesh. Mitzvah Tefillin is subject to the cap of Chomesh. Dalet Minim are subject to the cap of Chomesh, but Pirsume Nisa isn't. So the Vilna Gaon is not going to deny this. So what does he have in mind with his kasha then? Mistoma, what he has in mind with his kasha just is, he doesn't think it makes sense to say that which comes first, you look at the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. But whether which one to do, if you can only do one, that already you look at the Midas HaChiyuv, at the degree of Chiyuv, that distinction the Vilna Gaon doesn't buy. Now, Koponim, just to summarize what we've seen until now, again, so we have a dispute, a major, major dispute in the Rishonim and the Achronim, when we say that Mikra Megillah is Mevatel Avoda, or other mitzvahs d'oraisa for that matter, does it even mean if that will result in a total bittel of the d'oraisa, or does it only mean a postponement? And again, so how do we reconcile this Gemara according to the Ran? And that's what we just explained from the Kuntres Chanukah Megillah. Now the truth is that this view that a derabonon can be docha a deoraisa, I think that the Gaon himself, we'll piece it together and then we'll see how Kedarko v'Kodesh with the one or two words, he says it. Bemis, you find it in the Rishonim as well, contrary to what our Tosis in Megillah holds. Let's take a look here. First, in the bottom source on the Zerach sheet about Kiddush. So the line which is underlined, Tana Rabbanon, Zochus Yom Hashavus Lekadsha, Zochrehu Al Hayayin. Okay, right now when you read the Gemara, right, without knowing any better, so what's the immediate impression which you receive? Is that we're darshening the pasuk, and that therefore the chori yayin is daraisa, right? And therefore the requirement of yayin for kiddush is midaraisa. The Gemara is darshening zochus yom shabbos lekatcha. What does that mean? The Torah of Alpeh is telling us it means zochrei al yayin, and Tosfos initially understands it that way. But the question, therefore, Tosfos is bothered. Where do you see in the how does zochor indicate yayin? The zechira ksev al yayin, zechor kiyain levanon. Nazkira dodecha miyayin. Right? Since we find these psukim which associate zechira with yayin, so that's what the Torah Shabbal Peh is telling us, that the same association should be made with the pasuk of zechrehu ala yayin, of zochas yom shabbos lekadsho. V'hai zechira hainu kiddush. What does the zechira mean? Kiddush. Okay. Then Tosfos says, if you skip down, oh, if you see where it says brachos daf chaf amid beis, one line above that in the Tosfos. Tosfos says v'nira de kiddush al hayayin asmachtehi. So now Tosfos does an about face, and Tosfos says no, maybe the zachrei al hayayin it's not a drasha gemura, it's only an asmachta. V'hod de amah b'misha meso noshim chayavas v'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. And according to this, when the Gemara says in Brachos that women are obligated in the Daraisa of Kiddush, Hanu Davke Kiddush Hayom, it means the recitation of Kiddush. Aval Al Hayayin Lohavya Elamidur Abonim. And Tosfos says, proof to this, that Yayin is only Midur Abonim, Kedemashma Bereish Nazir. Tekoama Miyayin Vesheicho Yazir, Lasu Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin HaRishus. So the Gemara says that when a Nazir accepts a vow of Nazirus, not only can he not drink wine when it's optional to drink wine, but even if there's a mitzvah to drink wine, his Nazirus prevents him from doing so. His Nazirus prevents him not only from drinking Yain Rishus, but also drinking Yain Mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, Uparach Mai Nihu? Where do you have an example that it's ever a mitzvah midaraisa to drink wine? Where do you have an example that it's a mitzvah midaraisa to drink wine? Kiddusha v'havdala, if you'll say, well, what about the wine of Kiddush and Havdala? Mushpa v'omed mehasinai hu de'itzturich kra l'meisa? Is there a mitzvah that's a din daraisa, that you have to drink wine in Kiddush and Havdala? That you would need a pasuk to tell me that the nazir can't do it? Ella ki hada amirav. No, the reason you need the pasuk is not for Yayin of Kiddush and Havdala, because that's not daraisa. Ella ki hada amirav shvua she'eshte v'chaza v'ama hareini nazir. It's tzrich kor the naziris chal alav afal pisha mushba v'omedhu. So Tosfos quotes the conclusion of the Gemara is the only example you have when you do araisa, you're ever obligated to drink wine, is if you happen to take a shvua. On Sunday, the guy takes a shvua that hareini nishba she'eshte yayin b'yom shlishi. And then on Monday, he takes a ned and a zirus. So now the chiddush is that the ned and a zirus will prevent him from fulfilling that shvua. Okay, but the Gemara says clearly that drinking the yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah is not an example of yayin mitzvah min haTorah. But then Tosfos turns around and says, "Va'od matzino lemeima." Tosfos is now coming back to defend their original opinion, right? What was their original opinion? That yayin is daraisa, right? The original, when Tosfos began, so they were explaining how Zachreyu, Ala Yayin, would be a full-fledged Rasha, because yayin is associated with Zachira. So what are we going to do with this Gemara and Nazir? Answers Tosfos, Va'od matzinu lemeimar, tekidush al hayayin devar Torah. No, could be, as we said initially, we're not rejecting that daya. Could be, as we said initially, that it's a d'oraisa to make kiddush on wine. Zachreyu al hayayin is a drasha gemura. What do you do with that gemara in Nazir? Aval ha'da'am ha'mevarech tzarech sheyitom zehu midu rabbanon. When we say that you have to taste, that you have to drink a little bit of the wine, that's only midu rabbanon. Fine. So when you finish this Tosfos, so what do you, if you want to just summarize, right, a brief summary of the Tosfos. So b'kitzur ha'maaseh, it's 2 days in Tosfos, whether or not you require yayin midaraisa for kiddush. Right, according to the daya with which they begin and conclude, yes, you need yayin midaraisa, but you don't have to drink it. That's only a durabonon. That you have to drink from the coast is only a durabonon. And the middle daya, the opinion which is presented in the middle, is no, that the presence of yayin is only a durabonon, right? Which is the opinion with which we're more familiar, because that's the view of the Rambam as well. Good, but let's remember that we do have both dayas and Tosfos. Now come to the Gemara and Shabbos, which is just above this. Again, this is Rava, right? Interesting. Rava again has a similar ibaya here in the Gemara and Shabbos. By Rava, nechanek of kiddush hayom mahu. What happens, again, you have to allocate funds. And there are only enough funds available either to buy wine for Kiddush or to buy oil and wick for Ner Chanukah. So, Mahu, Kiddush Hayom Odif Tetadir. So Kiddush Hayom should come first. Kiddush Hayom is every week. It's a mitzvah tedira. O Dilma Nechanika Adif Mishum Persumei Nisa. Or maybe Nechanika should have an adifus. Maybe it should have priority because of Persumei Nisa. Bosidi Bayo Hadaposhta. After he raised the question, he himself resolved it. Nechanika Adif Mishum Persumei Nisa. Now, says the Vilna Gaon, so think about this Gemara and Shabbos for a minute. According to the day in Tosfos, that Yayin for Kiddush is Midoraisa. Right? We just saw that day in Tosfos and Sochem. So according to that day, so what is this Gemara and Shabbos saying? This Gemara and Shabbos is saying that a Duravonim can be Belchadoraisa, even when it's an either-or situation. Even when it's not just a question of which will come first, even if it's an either-or proposition, because that's exactly what the Gemara and Shabbos is dealing with. He's only got a dollar. He can either spend the dollar on a cup of wine, or he can spend the dollar on the shemen upsila. And the Gemara says he's spending the shemen upsila. But according to Tosfos and Sochem, the wine for Kiddush is daraisa, right? The wine for Kiddush is daraisa, says the Vilna Gaon. So you see, not like the Ran, and not like that this day would. This day disagrees with Iran, disagrees with our Tosfos in Megillah. If you take a look in the Biur HaGra above this, you see the Aval Im, the fourth line from the bottom in the Biur HaGra, the left-hand column. So what we just said, now the Gra is going to say in a line and a half. The Teirutz Echad de Tosfos Peperig Yud de Psochim, the Kiddush al Hayayin Devar Torah, right? According to one day in Tosfos, that Yayin is required min haTorah. The Aminan Peperig Beis the Shabbos, and we say in Bamer Madlikin, Shene Chanukah Doche Osa, and nevertheless, the Gemara says, that you'll spend the money on their Chanukah before you would spend it on the Yayin for Kiddush. For who the loka Moshe Kosev Kan, V'ran. Right? But rather, so that's what the Gaon shows. It's not just that I'm disagreeing, but you have it in the Rishonim as well. You have it in the Rishonim as well. And the truth is, can anyone have brachos upstairs? Tosfos actually discusses this in Brachos as well. It comes up. I'll just wait 1 minute for the Gemara's. The obvious question is, how can it be, right? I mean, what the Ran says, isn't it just compelling that when push comes to shove, so isn't it just compelling that a Doraisa has to win out over the Rabbanan? Mela, again, if it's a question of precedence, which comes first, which comes second, just of sequencing, okay. But if it's really an either-or proposition, so isn't what the Ran says, thank you very much, isn't it very compelling? So let me just read you, it's only a couple of lines. Gemara here is discussing, the context of the Gemara is discussing whether or not you can be Mitzari Fakaton as the tenth for a minion, or for that matter, whether you can be Mitzayif and Eved, of course an Eved Kanani, as the tenth for the minyan. So the Gemara tells the story that Maisaber Abelezer Shenichnas Leveis HaKnesses, Abelezer came into Shul V'lo Motza Asara, and there was no minyan. The Shichrer Avdo, V'hishlimo la'asara. So he was meshachar his every kanani to make the minyan. Says the Gemara, so apparently shichrer in, lo shichrer lo. So apparently the only way the every kanani could be mashal in the minyan is if
is if he was Meshachar him, and now he becomes a full Jew. But apparently, in his capacity as Eved Kanani, you couldn't be Mitzarev of him. The Gemara answers, no. Maybe the story was that Trei Yitzrichu, maybe they were too short for the Minyan. Shichre Echad V'Nofek Bechad. And you can only be Mitzarev of one Eved Kanani, right? There's only... The whole question is, can we be mitzarev one katan? Can we be mitzarev one Eved Kanani? No one said that you can be mitzarev two katanim or two avodim katanim. Okay, so lemaisa he was meshachrer the Eved Kanani to be mashlam the minyan. Says the Gemara, well, wait a minute, how did he do that? Vehechi Eved Hochi, how did he do that? How could he be meshachrer the Eved to make the minyan? Isn't it an Isser Aseh that you're not allowed to be Meshachar in Eved Kanani? That you're supposed to be Morish to Eved Kanani to your son? La'olam b'hem tavodu. Answers the Gemara, the Dvar Mitzvah Shainei. No. The Dvar Mitzvah of being Mashlam the Minyan allowed him to be Meshachre the Eved. Now the question is, what exactly is the Pshat in this Gemara? So, Tosfos assumes that the Pshat here is that it's a Din Dechiyo. Tosfos assumes that the need to be Mashlim the Minyan is being Doche, that Din, that Is of La'olam Bahem Tavodu. You see, some Rishonim in Gittin learn Pshat that over here, that the Din of La'olam Bahem Tavodu is that you can't gratuitously be Meshachra your Eved. But Letzorech, there is no Issah. So it's not a Din Dechiyah. It's not that we're overriding. We're not overriding that Din, but it's simply that Din itself, built into that, it says you can't do it gratuitously, but Letzorech you can. Tosus doesn't understand that way. Tosus says there are no loopholes built into L'Olam B'Hem Tavodu. And how was Rav Elezer Meshachra the Eved? Because the need to be able to daven b'tzibur, to be able to say davashe b'kdusha, that is being doche the da'oraisa of l'olam b'hem tavodu. So says Tosfos, mikan kasha l'halochus gedolos. This Gemara is a contradiction to what the Bahag says. The Bahag says, d'misha meis lo meis b'yom tov acharon, if Rachman l'tzlan, one of the Zion Krovim, one of the seven immediate relatives, will die on Yom Tov Achron, either Achron Shel Pesach, Simchas Torah, or second day Shavuos, right? On the Yom Tov Sheni at the end of Yom Tov. To Misha Meslo Mes be Yom Tov Achron, which is only Yom Tov Midrabanan, of course. So the Bahag says the Avelus Noheg, v'lo osi Yom Tov Achron Midrabanan. So the Bahag here, right, is of the opinion, like the Rif and like the Rambam, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Doraisa. That first day Avelus is Doraisa. The rest of the week is only Darabonim. But that Avelus Yom Rishon Doraisa. That's his Shita. That's the baggage with which we're coming to this Tosfos. So then the Bahag says, well, Yom Tov Acharon, Acharon Shel Pesach, Simchas Torah, second day Shavuos is only Yom Tov Midrabanan, and if the mace dies, and we know that he could be buried, right? We're also assuming that he's buried bo vayom, as the Gemara says in Beitza, that you're allowed to, even al yedei Yisrael, you can even have, as necessary, you can have Yisraelim do malacha to facilitate the kvura on Yom Tov Sheni. So the Bahag says, well then Avelus Doraisa sets in, and there's no way we're going to allow Yom Tov Derabanan to be Docha Avelus Doraisa. Why? Because again, the Bahag thinks, like Awatos is in Megillah, like the Ran, that there's no such thing. When push comes to shove, if there's an irreconcilable clash, not just which comes first, but a clash, you can only have one, not the other. So the Bahag says it can't be that a Derabanan is going to push aside a Da'oraisa. Says Tosfos, this Gemara is against it. Why? Because Chazinan, what do we see here? to ask your tefillah d'rabbanan, what do we need the minyan for? There's no da'oraisa that we have to have a minyan for mincha. There's no da'oraisa that we have to have a minyan for mincha. Okay, we're going to have tefillah b'tzibur. That's a nice thing. And we're going to answer amen yeshmei rabba and kiddusha. And they will have dvarim shebedusha. All those things are d'rabbanan. The hacha chazin and the asya tefillah d'rabbanan v'dach yakra d'la'olam b'yam ta'avodu. And it overrides the Doraisa of L'olam Bayim Tavodu. Okay, so here again, you have within this Tosfos that same Machlokas Rishonim, again, which we've been tracing, that debate. And again, the question is, I don't have anything up my sleeve here. The question is, how does one understand the Tosfos and Brachas, the Vilna Gaon, those who say that Adurabonon is being Docha Doraisa? How can it be? So leaving aside this case in Brachos, right, just take our case of Mikra Megillah and Avoda. So according to the Vilna Gaon, if at the end of the day the Kohanim let's take an example that we could have Zman as that. I don't know, let's say for some reason a person hasn't put on tefillin yet on Purim. He had some kind of stomach virus. He wasn't able to put on tefillin all day. He was also so sick he hasn't heard the Megillah. Now it's 20 minutes till Shkia. He needs every second in order to speed read the Megillah. If he stops to put on the tefillin, the minute or 2 minutes it takes for the Anochas tefillin, he's not going to be able to read the Megillah. So the Ran will say, of course, you put on tefillin, because no mitzvah d'oraisa is going to be nidche. So then the Vilna Gaon will tell you, no, Megillah. Yeah, you have to attend to Megillah. Now, as long as we consider that case, or let's say the case of the, according to one day in Tosfos and Psachim, that will forego Yayin for Kiddush, even though that's Doraisa, in order to facilitate Nechanukah, so you could say, well, it's B'Sheva Al Tasa. So why is that worse than the Chachamim telling us not to blow shofar on Shabbos? So maybe it's an extension. Okay, it's true, that's done as a siyog, and this isn't done as a siyog, it's not so poshut, but when all is said and done, it's still b'shev al tasa. And the Chachamim have a koach, b'shev al tasa, to tell us, listen, we were given the authority to say that passively to neglect the mitzvah. Okay, and ein hachanami, in our case in Megillah, that works. In the other example that Gaon gives us, what are you doing? You're not buying the wine, and therefore you won't be able to say Kiddush, but that's all b'shev al tasa, right? It's all you're going to passively neglect. But by la'olam b'hem ta'avodu, you're actively violating the issue, right? So in Tosfos and Brachos, l'chora, it's not so poshut. Here you're actively violating the la'olam b'hem ta'avodu. Could be there's an answer for that also, but I don't know. We'll leave it. Okay, well, let's go on a little bit in the Gemara. Gufa. It's not the idna. Right, so that doesn't the Gemara say that esse bel chalosan say has to be the idna? So I think there's a Tosfos in Psachim which says that when you have an essay dochelosa say, then it has to be beidna. But sometimes you have one essay being docha another essay, then it doesn't have to be beidna. Why not? So the way the Achronim explain it is as follows: that this is a major question. Some people will agree with this and some won't. But essay docha lo sasei, for instance, the Rav has in one of the Yotzei Shurim, he has this mahalach, is not based on the idea that an asay is more chomo than a lo sasei. It doesn't reflect that. The Rav says we're more makbid on a lo sase. He refers to the din that by an aseh you have the rule of hamivazbez al yivazbez yaseh mechomesh, and by a lo sase is yivazbez kol hona. So it, the din of aseh docha lo sase is rather, again, it's built into a lo sase that if at the moment you're doing this, at the moment you're cutting off that negatzaras, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, you're doing mitzvah's milah, and that's the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah, so then that's not asa. But it's not based on a din d'chiyah, it's not a value judgment that the asay is outranks the los asay, but it's rather that, again, that it's sort of that almost built into the los asay that if what you're doing constitutes a mitzvah asay, which can't be done otherwise, so then that's not asa. Now that clearly requires bidna, right? If it's not based on the asay being more chomor, outranking the los asay, but it's rather this definition which the Rav gives, and he learns pshat like that in the Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos. But if it's based on that, then clearly it has to be bidna. Right, Yidoraisa, there's going to be a requirement of the idna. Now, Masha and Cain, let's say over here, what's the pshat? We're saying that the mitzvah derabim of Tfilah v'tzibur of Davasha v'kdusha, that mitzvah derabim, that outranks la'olam b'am ta'avodah. If that's the basis of the din d'chiyah, outranking, then you don't need the idna. And it follows logically. The question is, what do you do with this kasha if you hold essay docha los assay is based on the assay outranking the los assay? That's how the Ramban says in the Perish Al HaTorah. Ramban in the Aser Sadibros, talking about Zohar and Shomor, so the Ramban says that, he says, Al Pi Kabbalah, he says that the night of Shabbos is Keneged Shomor, and the day of Shabbos is Keneged Zohar, and that's why the halacha is that Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila is Kvod Yom Adif. Let's say, right, it's interesting. We generally think of Shabbos as one continuous 24-hour period, and it's not true. It's really two consecutive 12-hour periods, or two consecutive units of Laila and Yom. How do you know that? Because halacha says, let's say you have a favorite dessert, and you only have enough to serve it after one meal. So then the din is kvod yom, and kvod laila is kvod yom adif. If you're supposed to save the dessert for the daytime. So you see that it's, well, how can you pit yom against laila if it's just one 24-hour period? So you see, no, it's not like that. That Shabbos consists of a night and day, and there is a difference. That there is a difference, again, which is, it's discernible in terms of halacha. It's only discernible in terms of kavod va'oneg that the kvod yom and kvod laila is kvod yom adif. So the Ramban says that the reason kvod yom and kvod laila is kvod yom adif, says the reason for that is, he says al pi kabbalah, the reason for that is because the night is keneged shomor, which is lo sasei, right, and the day is keneged zochor, which is asei. And asay is always greater than los asay, because asay is from midas ahava, is an expression of ahava. Los asay is an expression of yira, and that's why, says the Ramban, asay docha los asay. That's why the rule is in Kala Tarakula that asay docha los asay. So the Ramban wouldn't agree with this mahala, but there are other Rishonim who disagree with that Ramban. The Sfasema says, well, what's the pshat in Kosha Yeshna B'Shama Yeshna B'Zachar? Right? So Tosus in Psachim referred to that drasha. How do we know that women are obligated in Kiddush? It's a mitzvah sase shazman groma. So the answer is Kosha Yeshna B'Shama Yeshna B'Zachar. We have a hekesh. Where do we have the hekesh? Usually a hekesh means you have two things in the same pasuk. Matzah and chametz are in the same pasuk in Parshas Re'eh.
So you know that it's the same five species of grain which can become chametz, that you use them to make matzah. Where do you have a hekesh of shama and zocha? One's in yisa, one's in vasfanen. So the answer is that that al pi halacha is the significance of shama v'zocha b'dibo echad ne'emu. Like, well, why did the Rivam Shalom have to? He's got an infinite bag of tricks, right? So what was the point of this trick of mashen hapeh yochel ledaber beina ozen yochel leshmor shama v'zocha b'dibo echad ne'emu? So I'm sure it means many, many other things on many other levels, but on the most exoteric level, what Shama v'zocha b'dibo echad ne'emu, it establishes this hekesh of kol sheyeshna b'shama yeshna b'zocha. Whosoever b'chal the abstention from malacha is b'chal mitzvah skiddish. When it comes to abstaining from malacha, so when it comes to negative mitzvahs, it doesn't make a difference whether it's man grama or not, noshama musaros. So memele, based on kol sheyeshna b'shama yeshna b'zocha, then musaros in mitzvah skiddish as well. So that's, besides the sasems, but what does it mean? Sounds like this. If a person wants to have the experience of Shabbos, the genuine spirituality of Shabbos, so is it just enough to sing and dance and clap and no. If a person has the discipline of Shabbos, so then that makes it possible to genuinely experience the Kedusha of Shabbos. And that's what he says on a deeper level, that's what it means. Kol sheyeshna v'shomor, it's only if a person is b'shomor, if a person complies with the discipline of Shabbos, with the discipline of Torah, the discipline of Halacha, so then he can be yeshna v'zocha. Then the experience he has on Shabbos is a real and genuine experience of Kedusha. That's why, people kibitz, but it's important to realize that it's only kibbutzing, right? That in L'cha Dodi, it's a Shama v'zocha v'dibu echad ne'emu. So people say, it should have said Zocha v'shama, right? Because Zocha is in the first Aseres HaDibros. But I say the Teretz is, his name wasn't Zalman HaLevi Alkevitz, his name was Shlomo HaLevi Alkevitz. So what was he going to do? He had to put, so kibbutzing is okay, but he was sufficiently a poetic genius that if his name was Shlomo, he could have arranged something else. If Zocha v'Shama was the proper sequence, then he wouldn't have sacrificed that, he wouldn't have taken poetic license. But the answer is no. The whole drasha is, kol sheyeshna v'Shama, yeshna v'Zocha. Right? It's the Zocha which is being compared to the Shlomo. So the Shlomo, even though that's not how the Torah arranged it in the two versions of the Aseres HaDibros, but al pi halacha, it's the Shlomo which comes first, and then it's the Zocha which is then related to that. So therefore, it's called Yeshna v'Shama, Yeshna v'Zocha. So therefore, his name was Shlomo. So he could take advantage of this, and Shama v'Zocha v'dibu echad ne'emu.